CJ Lowe, 1690 AM, hour two of Grade A Explosives is here for you to enjoy. Or not. Hopefully you are, though. I really hope so. Let's go over what you just heard there before the break. You heard some Ancients with two I's in it. They're from over in Vancouver way. That was a track called Beyond Our Minds off of an album called Beyond the Reach of the Sun. I guess I should have put it on both of those. Beyond Our Minds off of Beyond the Reach of the Sun. There we go. I nailed it. Nailed it. Man, did I nail it. Before that, you got to hear some Sunseeker, but with a V and a dot in between Sun and Seeker. You get it. That's off a brand spanking new EP they just put out, two-track EP, Crystal and Gold, and I played you a track called The Gold Will Rise, and now I have that voice, and I'm just going to be using it sporadically through the show. I apologize, or counterpoint, do I apologize? Yes. Yes, I do. I do apologize. Hey, remember when I said there was going to be an interview and a session with Montreal's Presage during the course of this hour? Well, that's going to happen. I didn't have anything else to go in there. I apologize. I probably should have thought of something, but, you know, these are pre-recorded talk spots, so there's no way I can possibly go and change it and make it better. I just can't. It's impossible. Can't do it. Can't do it. I'm sorry. But what I thought I would do is I would start off with part of the interview here for Presage, and then after that, go into the commercials, and then come back, play the session, and then play the interview after that, the rest of the interview. So you can get interview sandwich with a session in between. Does that sound good? I don't really know what you said, so I'm going to assume that you said yes. That sounds very good, Andrew. Please do that for me so that I might enjoy some Presage. And I will for you, little baby. I'm going to do it. So here's part one of an interview I did with Presage when they came here to CJLO and laid down a pretty great session that you'll get to hear on July 20th. I should add before we get too far into this that in this first part, Kevin wrote to me to say that he did a bit of a misspeak on something. He said no go, and he meant to say something else in it, and I added in the correct word. See if you can point out where it is. Anyway, CJ Lowe, 1690 AM, Grade A Explosives, enjoy this. Hey everybody, it's Andrew. I am here joined by three fine gentlemen who just laid down a pretty good set, I gotta say. I got to listen to it, and you probably are listening to it right now when this airs, but not maybe during this part, because that'd be weird to play at the stage. Anyway, the point is, I'm joined by the fine people in Presage, who I'm going to do terrible at every French pronunciation, so I apologize in advance. I will let them put a voice to a name, because I know, at least on the Bandcamp, they have letter pseudonyms, so I don't want to get in trouble for anything. So tell the people who he is and what you do's in this band.
I'm Kevin. I'm the drummer.
Hi, my name is Simon. I'm the bass player, singer, and I do some synths, video work as well.
And there's this Jay, the guitar player.
Sitting right next to us is our very good friend Jeremy, who's the guitar player, also singer, and
sound engineer
since
the beginning.
Yep.
It's amazing that a sound engineer can be mute. That's crazy.
Also, we got to give a little shout out to our buddy named Thomas. He's the actual official singer of the band.
On the record.
On the record. But he moved back to France about 2 years ago now?
Yeah, two years ago.
We still keep in touch with him all the time. And he's given us his blessing to, take the voice
Continue over all three of us.
Thomas is our official singer.
Did you guys consider when he was leaving to do just like a trade-off of things? Because I know like there's a band, Culted, from out in Winnipeg, and their whole thing, most of them are in Winnipeg, but their whole thing is the three of them that make their songs have never been in the same room together. Like, one of the lead singers, like, from Sweden, and he just sends their stuff, and the dude in Winnipeg, like, mixes them up. I think it's Winnipeg, somewhere around there.
Okay.
Did you, anyway, the point is, did you guys consider, like, oh, why don't we just try and do this, you know, like, apart and try and do that?
It's probably going to do that for the next record.
Okay.
Or records, we'll say. But yeah, when it comes to live performance, we just want to be by ourselves. There's no way we replace that guy. He's the official singer, and we prefer to do that by ourselves than having someone else to just replace him.
Just have him on a Zoom
call. It's him or us, but yeah, nobody else.
But when he told us like he was officially going back to France, obviously there was like absolutely no freaking question. It's like obviously we were going to find a way to do something. It's like from the other side of the world. It's like the technology that we have today is not what it was like 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
We've just started writing some new material and we just sent it off to him and now he's like already started writing lyrics for the song now.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, it's like without a doubt it was going to be like that. There was no choice. It's either him or nobody. We miss him, of course, yeah. But yeah, we were always going to work with him till the end of time. Guaranteed.
Well, I've already broke the format of this of my interviews because normally I start off, my first question is always, I'll do the first question now.
Okay.
So it's the unofficial first question. So what's one question you don't want to be asked or you're tired of answering? If I have it on this list,
to be honest, this is our first interview ever.
This is the first interview?
Yeah, probably. We've never done interviews before in the past.
No, we did one. With Tom.
Tom and Kev.
For a guy in Switzerland, I guess, something like that. But it was like, yeah, 2 years ago before Tom went back to France. So this is the first, like, maybe official interview with that.
Yeah, the other interview was like a Zoom call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. During the pandemic, you know, stuff like that. So this is the very official first one.
See, now I'm torn because I have a policy because there are certain questions that I don't ask bands unless it's their first interview because that's the only time you can ask them. I'm gonna act like this is the first interview.
Yeah, you just act like
just
it's the
ask
first
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
go
so,
for it anyway.
So let's start off with, and hopefully this will be the last time you ever answer this question.
Where did you guys get your name from? Yeah, it's mostly from the last song we performed called Pleur. It comes from those lyrics. There is a tiny relation with the movie Willow, also, that Simon can explain.
When we were trying to find band names...
Which is always a pain in the ass.
Band names
to be
always honest. Suck.
Right? Always.
It's easier to write a song than to find a band name.
Well, because you have to stick with the name for, like, presumably a while, at least.
Exactly, yeah. So we had, like, this Excel spreadsheet on our Google Drive that whenever we'd have ideas, we would just, like, throw something in there. And I remember one night I was just sitting at home with my guitar and I had my feet up on my desk and I was watching the movie Willow. And there's one point in the movie, if I remember correctly, where they use the word harbinger. And I was like, wow, that's a really cool word.
It is.
So what's that translate to in French? And it turns out that it'd be présage. And just by major coincidence, Tom wrote présage into the lyrics before the name was found. And we had a Zoom call and it's like they took a look at the updated list and it was like, yeah, that could work. And we stuck with it.
Now, everybody, you can never ask them this question again. It's done now. Done. Well, let's do another boilerplate one since we're here on this official first interview.
Yeah.
Actually, even in the previous interview, I don't even think they asked you how we got the band.
I don't even remember, man.
Okay.
There we go.
There we go. There's
there we
the
go.
Story.
Did it. Let's talk about how did this band come to be? This band of 4/3/however many.
Kev, take it away.
That's quite a long story. We met like 15 years ago in France. Most of the band is from France. Mm. Simon is Canadian and was in France for studies. We all used to play in different bands in that beautiful city called Toulouse, southwest of France. And the scene there is like really active. And we used to like see each other in shows and stuff like that. And at some point, we all moved to Montreal, because why not?
As one does, yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. And at some point, we just wanted to do music again. And it was a
no-brainer
for us to just do that all together. Because we all, first we are friends, that's the basis of it. So
right.
This is the most important, I guess. And we like respect each other as musicians. So yeah, that was a
no-brainer
for us to play all together. We had the first try in January 2019, I think. We went to the studio together with Jay. Arrived there, and after 5 minutes, I broke my back. And
I
have back issues since a long time.
So one thing that he's not mentioning is it took him a lot of time to convince us to like get in one room together. He was like really the guy who brought everybody together.
So the guy who was pushing it is then just like, guys, I can't.
And then when he finally gets something going, the first ever jam session, setting up the drums, bends over, lift up his kick
broke
drum.
Broke my back.
And then out for like 2-3 weeks.
So yeah, I had to go back to my place. And suffer for like 2 weeks. And the second try was like a year after that. So it took me a year
to
bring those guys again in a studio. And we started in January 2020. And like 2 months after that, we all went through that pandemic.
Perfect time to start
perfect
a band.
Perfect timing to start a new band, you know?
So this guy's level of patience is like really astronomical.
Harbinger seems like a very
there you go. Off to a great start.
Yeah. So yeah, during that session, we wrote like 2 songs, pandemic, we continued like decently. Between 2 curfews, we managed to go back to the studio. Simon joined us because, again, no go. Wrote a bunch of stuff again, curfew again, then studio again. Anyway, at the end, we managed to write the first album in like 6 months, maybe. A few studio sessions. Then yeah, recording, mixing, stuff like that. So we recorded that in summer 2020 and released that in like February 2021.
21, yeah.
And you guys haven't done many shows. I hear from a source that you've done like 5 or 6, as I recall.
We only started gigging like this year, like officially.
The first one was in
August last year.
Yeah, but so we released the album 2021, pandemic stuff.
We did a live music video too.
Okay.
We did a live version of 2 of the tracks that we played here today. That was still when Thomas was in the band. Mm. And then Tom like left back to France like what, 2 months after the clip or something like that?
Not even that, man. Like 2 weeks or something
two
like that.
2 weeks after the clip it was done.
So we have the video, we have that. And obviously the first question when he left was, are we going to play shows at some point? Yeah. You know?
I did suggest that we continue it, all three of us. Jeremy was a little bit hesitant in the beginning, but when a very good friend of ours, Carl...
From Loverstis.
Yeah.
He heard the album, and he just like completely fell in love with it. He's like, you guys have to do something with us. You guys have to play a show. And him and I, we've been like really wanting to play shows for like a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had a talk with Jeremy... And he saw the little twinkle in our eye. Okay. So yeah, then we got into the band room and then we started putting it all together. And we're really happy with the way how it's working. And it's only August last year when we first started gigging. We released the album 2021, first gig last year, August.
And yeah, that was another step because when we recorded that album, we never practiced.
Yeah.
We just went to the studio to create and record, but never practicing for real.
So it's like sort of live off the floor, the whole record.
We practiced for the first time when we had a show to play, you know? Yeah. So that were different steps.
We like practiced like maybe once or twice, like right before we did the video shoot, but practicing like once a week, like regular bands do, that's not what we do.
Yeah.
We only practice when something is coming up.
God, so this band is like... It's a miracle that you guys are tucked together.
That's a long story, as I told you.
Yeah, like we played a show like what, a month ago?
Pretty much, yeah.
A month and a half ago. Didn't practice. Had our first practice on Wednesday to prepare for this. And then...
Next practice for... We have a show in September.
September 14th.
Piranha Club. So Piranha we're going to practice twice, probably.
We'll practice twice before the show, and then that'll be that.
So does that mean that your songs, when you play them live, they give... Well, I mean, they are similar in their structure, but are they the same as on record, or do they like evolve as you kind of play them live?
There's a few things that have that are like on the record that we don't do live, or we do it live, but in different places. Mm. like on the album, there's a speech after the second song that transitions into the next one. Mm. But for live, it doesn't really work. So we took like that sample and put it like at the end of our set on the last song of the album. So there's a few little minor differences in between the album and
the songs are pretty
much
the same, but not 100%, like maybe 95, something like that.
Yeah.